Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, a WWE legend returns on Raw.
Another iconic return is set for Raw next week.
It's not that one, though.
No.
WWE double up, double act, team sort of blokes who like each other split up on Raw.
And AEW and Ring of Honor wrestlers have been pulled from an indie event. I'm Adam Wilborn.
But they don't really like each other anymore because they've split up. What have I done?
This is the news.
What an absolute disaster of a start. Let's talk about WWE.
Yes.
Please appreciate that face.
He said mammy just before she hit it. He's the best.
He's an idiot and he's great. But he's the best worst guy in wrestling at the moment,
I think.
Dominic Mysterio. What a worker. Lita, she returned on
Raw. Yes!
Becky Lynch has been looking for some help against Damage Seatrol.
And Mia Yim has sucked at being that help, apparently.
Mia Yim did it for a couple of weeks and then went, I'm off. I don't fancy this.
You're going to hang out with Candice LeRae instead.
I respect it. If you can get beaten up or you can just hang out and not get beaten up, I know what option I'm taking.
Exactly.
Shout out to Mia Yim. but yeah, Lita, even the odds a little bit. It's still free on two, but we'll talk about that in a little minute.
There was a third person who
steel cage match last night. It was Bayley versus Becky. Finally, that got put off from a couple of weeks ago when they ran out of time on the show and had to cut it. They've been feuding for ages. It's essentially been free on one at the core, although other people have come in and come out, as you've just mentioned there. But it was towards the end of the cage match. Lita came down.
Oh.
Of course, Damage Control. They interfered all over the shop, climbing up the cage. This is the thing I don't like about these cage matches is when people just... It's like, you're in there alone, except you're not. Because 5 minutes later, all your friends are here. But Lita came down, beat people up, kind of took the wrestlers off their game a little bit, and that allowed Becky Lynch to score the win in the main event, but it's still 3-on-2, technically. Either way, they had the match last year at Elimination Chamber, didn't they?
Of course, yeah.
Lita and Becky. I actually forgot about that until I looked at Cage Match this morning. I went, when did Lita last rest? Yeah, it was right there. So they're going to do something. I guess we could just pivot straight into your story. And
yes,
take it from
there. We'll give our thoughts on it in a second because it's not the only legend who could be returning to help Becky Lynch. According to Worked
Tugboat, it's Tugboat, guys.
According to Worked Wrestling, I assume. It's one of those ones where they just remove all the vowels.
You reckon Bailey's behind this as well?
Yeah.
Worked.
WRKD Wrestling. Worked Wrestling. Not only did they call Lita's return on Raw next week to help Becky and Lita, Trish Bloody Stratus is coming back. This confirmed by Sean Ross Sapp, of course. No crap, just Sapp. Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful.com. He was going to share that tweet, but he said, oh, there's a bit of a spoiler in it, so maybe I won't share it.
So, yeah, he tweeted that Worked had the Lita scoop, but there's also a spoiler in that tweet. So if you put two and two together, and this isn't what Sean's saying, obviously, but if you figure it out.
Yeah, it's Trish Stratus to form an incredible threesome to take on Damage Katarl. I love this. I've got to say, I loved what happened on Raw, but what do you make of this trio heading to Elimination Chamber?
Trio of terror, Elimination Chamber for the trios. Yeah, it's fun, isn't it? It's fun.
Stratus hasn't wrestled since SummerSlam 2019.
That's right. And that was a good match with Charlotte Flair as well. Why have I lost my train of thought? I have no idea. Yes, I think it's fun. Trish and Lita are fun. Like, they were the prominent fixtures in the women's division. When I was really, getting into the week-to-week. When my parents finally got Sky. So now, it's like, hey, these people from my youth are back on TV, and they're still kind of cool, but they're not really detracting from anything.
Yes.
They're just adding to it. That's what it's supposed to be. It'll be a fun match. I know Damage Control will probably lose, which is suboptimal for them, but at the same time, I've got an idea about that I'll reveal in our Twitter questions.
Oh, okay. I'm excited for that. Yeah, and I really enjoyed Raw last night. Obviously, that Cody Rhodes promo with Paul Heyman's all everyone is going to be talking about. But I thought it's weird as well, isn't it, with Trish and Lita coming back. Back when it was groundbreaking for them to main event an episode of Monday Night Raw, and they just showed up and it was just like, oh yeah, what's the women a main event in? Because they do that sometimes now, yeah. And it's always awesome to see stuff like that, to see where how far the business has come. But now, and also nice that they didn't just go as people were moaning about online. Oh, we're not going to do that steel cage match now. They've held off. They gave it the main event, and it got the reaction it deserved with Lita coming back, with Trish coming back potentially next week. I'm jazzed for this. Very excited.
Should be good. That's my expert level yes. analysis.
But like you say, more with the Twitter questions later.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the double blokes, the guys.
Oh, your mate. Boys.
Yeah, my personal cuisine tutor, Baron Corbin, and one of the worst guys who ever lived, JBL.
Yeah, fair assessment.
Kane's worse, to be fair, but still. They seem to have split up on Raw last night. Baron got his ass beat by Dexter Lumis one-on-one, which is never great for your momentum, which is his third kind of embarrassment in recent weeks. He lost to Jonathan Gargano the other week, and then he got eliminated from the Royal Rumble in as much time as it takes for me to say the word... and ambidextrous.
to be fair, he had two finishes before.
He did.
Come on, JBL. Give him a break.
Yeah, come on, JBL. What are you doing, you harsh taskmaster? But backstage afterwards, JBL was absolutely fuming. He said a bunch of stuff. He basically said that he can't polish a turd. saying there's a real gulf between me and you. You want to call yourself the modern-day wrestling god. You're not a wrestling god. You're more of a wrestling cod. That's the type of fish which he might cook in his kitchen and eat with ketchup afterwards. Corey Graves got a little boot in as well. He said that Baron can't get out of his own way at the moment. So they're clearly doing something there. Obviously, this is inevitably leading to the Baron Corbin babyface run where he headlines WrestleMania against Roman Reigns instead of Cody Rhodes.
Good. I hated this storyline. I hated it. Because I like Baron Corbin. I think he's very underrated.
He's a good stooge.
He's a genuine lovely man as well. But yeah, he had to hang around with JBL and pretend like people were used to be impressed by JBL, who I loved him in the APA, but most of the time sucked. And yeah, I want to be a wrestling god like you, JBL. Piss off.
Go away.
I hope we get to just see more Corbin doing, you know, like Broke Corbin was great.
Broke Corbin ruled. I thought Happy Corbin was fun for a while, man. Yeah. Like, he's good at being just a piece of crap heel. So let's do that again and get the crusty old guy away.
Yeah, get JBL off television. Again, more on this when it comes to the Twitter questions.
Who could they replace him with as a manager? We've already name-dropped Kane.
What, so you're telling me that Baron Corbin has to have worse people than JBL in
that manager? Let's go through the... Actually, let's not go through the list. We're going to end up in Drake Wirtz. Imagine that. Gee whiz. No one's invoked that name in a while.
Please welcome Baron Corbin's new manager, QAnon, apparently.
It's a person in a letter Q costume or something. Oh, God.
Like the guy who's in the big hand thing for Mae Young.
Hold on. Speaking of stupid conspiracy theories, I think I've just worked out your arm finally.
Okay.
If not, we'll get there.
Oh.
Let's do the final story.
Okay.
And take it from there.
Three AEW and Ring of Honor wrestlers have been pulled from Beyond Wrestling's Perfection or Vanity show, which goes down last weekend in February, Sunday the 26th of February, due to the fact it is going to clash with the Ring of Honor TV tapings. The three stars, Tracy Williams and Trish Adora, all out of that show. Both Fightful and Voices of Wrestling reporting that these will be the first tapings since they took over Ring of Honor, and it's apparently going to be the lead-in, obviously, to Ring of Honor Supercard of Honor show going on over WrestleMania weekend.
It's the risks you take booking contracted talent. Not too sure about Trish and Tracy's contractual status. I don't think we've had confirmation either way, but they've been involved in the Ring of Honor brand. Trish worked Willow Nightingale on the last show.
God, I love Willow Nightingale.
Willow Nightingale's awesome. And Wheeler Yuta is obviously contracted to AEW, so there you go.
And pure champion?
Yeah. How have we forgotten that? Idiots. But it's one of those things when you do business with contracted people, they reserve the right to pull people from shows if they need them and stuff.
And it's kind of a big one.
I always think it would be nice if, you know, if you had to pull someone, if you gave someone back in return, but there's no real obligation to do that. It would just be a nice
thing. Yeah, I agree with that.
That being said, what use this moment to put over Trish Adora, one of the great underrated wrestlers in the world. If she doesn't like have a massive breakout year and maybe sign somewhere and just become the biggest star, wrestling has failed this year. She's fantastic. People don't realize how great a wrestler she is. She just went to Japan, was awesome over there. Tokyo Joshi Pro, she'll be awesome again on these Ring of Honor tapings. The Willow match was fun at Final Battle, but a little bit too short. It was clearly just, you know, like Trish is going to do a good job and make Willow look good in victory because she's the contracted wrestler. Get on the Trish Adora hype wagon. She is a sensational pro wrestler. Big spotlight in 2023, please.
Trishas on the news today.
Oh, we can't have that. Vince would change one of their names, wouldn't he? Your name is now just Stratus.
Yeah, please welcome Stratus Faction. What? Anyway, right, should we move on to our Twitter questions?
Trish Stratus is really in Patricia. Pat Stratus. Postman Pat.
It would have been a different... Our mum's called Pat.
Big Pat.
Lethal at beer pong, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolute animal. Beat everyone
Killer
in the
on
office.
The court, yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Anyway, Twitter questions, at WhatCultureWWE, of course, if you want to get in touch with us, or we sometimes take Twitter questions. They wouldn't be Twitter questions, would they? We take questions from our YouTube community page, so make sure everyone's checking that.
We'll be doing that tomorrow, because Ooh. Daddy has an early Zoom call tomorrow, so we have to finish
no
it
messing
early.
About. Yeah. Well, less messing about. No, it's never known. Ace Hole gives us our first question of the day.
Ace Hole?
Ace Hole.
All right.
At the Ace of on Twitter. writes, would you give Cody the challenge of going through Solo Sokoa before he gets to Roman Ooh. Reigns?
I think it'd be a good match, and it would make sense as like a road bump for Roman to throw at him. However, I would not. I would not beat Solo at all for a while. I would maybe build him up to face Gunther or something.
Yeah, I don't know what the... I actually need to go back and check what the result of that match with Kevin Owens where Sammy got involved in was. But, like, you haven't seen Solo laying flat on his back getting pinned 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, he's not being beaten decisively.
No, exactly. And, yeah, I certainly wouldn't put a Cody match at the Elimination Chamber. That's Sammy's night and you risk... The Dudleys were pointing this out yesterday. You risk just... ruining what you have with Cody Rhodes by people going, wait a second, does he suck now because of the tribal support, pun I suppose intended, for Sami Zayn in Canada. So I wouldn't do it there. Yeah, I wouldn't do... I'd maybe have him fight Solo, but not in an official match capacity.
You could do an angle where Roman sends Solo to take him out. That'd be cool. But I get the logic with this, but I would maybe just keep Solo a little bit more protected.
Thoughts on the Cody promo from last night?
It made me cry.
It's amazing.
It didn't make me cry, but obviously, but he is so chaotic, isn't he? Like, he's got this emotional gear that he'll go through and it'll seem really earnest. And then the next week he'll do something insane, like set his back on fire.
Yeah.
I love this man. He is so pro wrestling. He's so silly, isn't he? Cody is so silly. Like, even when he's really great, he's just a silly man.
I love him.
That's why I love him.
He's amazing.
Everything I like is silly, and Cody falls into that.
Exactly.
That category.
Sure. Brian George asks us a question following NXT Vengeance Day, which if you want to hear our entire review of that, is available as a podcast right now. What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast.
from of the week.
It is. Morning, fellas. Brian writes, seeing as Carmelo Hayes looks to be the next challenger for Bron Breakker, who do you think will win at Stand and Deliver since they're both clearly main roster ready?
Goodness, this is a tough question on a lot of levels, right? Because I think Carmelo is like probably the most advanced wrestler in that main event scene at the moment. As in, by advanced, I mean like he's a complete TV act already. Yeah. Like, what more seasoning does this guy need? Him and Trick are awesome.
Oh,
together.
Trick's so good.
I think if you could bring them up tomorrow, they would get over in an instant. They're so great together. Trick, you know, younger in terms of in-ring experience, but he'll get.
Shaking like a booty on a Friday night or something. A cold Friday night.
Yeah.
What a line.
What a line, man. Backstage interviews popping. Braun, I still think Braun could use a little bit more seasoning, a little bit more flavor. But I wonder, is the Performance Center really the best place for that? I know it's this state-of-the-art facility and all of that. But increasingly, and I didn't mean to turn this into a diatribe, but increasingly in Bron Breakker's NXT run, I'm getting really tired of them forcing him into this match format.
Yes.
Where he just goes 15, 20 minutes and he does headlocks and stuff. Ah! He's a Steiner! That's not what he should be doing. Like, it's cool that he can fundamentally do a nice chin lock or whatever. I don't give a crap about that. What made his dad special and what made his uncle special and what should make him special, because he has the same energy, you hear it when he speaks and you see it when he does his big jock moments, is that dumb jock energy. Is that smash mouth, stupid spot, all action, all killer, no filler, idiot pro wrestling that I love. I don't want to see this guy doing any more 15, 20 minute matches. No. I want to see him Goldberging Mother Hubbards across the board. Maybe he could do that better on the main roster. Answer, Braun.
Two things that he needs to do. Kick ass, bark. That's it. That's all he needs to do. I think Melo wins Stand and Deliver, because I think you're right. Bron Breakker is going up to the main roster, especially because it would make sense and actually be quite clever long-term planning for this, that you've already had Bron on the Raw after WrestleMania last year, winning the world title, obviously, back from Dolph Ziggler, which was just weird that they didn't just do it to him on the Stand and Deliver show. But you've already exposed him to that. I think, both of them, well, I suppose all three of them, include Trick Williams in this, could be called up tomorrow to the main roster.
Roxy's another one. Like, there's a few.
Have Melo hold that title for a bit. Drop it to Tony D'Angelo, and then Melo can go up to
the natural successor.
Yeah. Also, if you're a fan of Roxanne Perez, check out the Raw review and the NXT preview later on today, because Michael Hampler has a fascinating theory about what Perez might be doing over WrestleMania weekend.
I just... content idea just popped into my head. Work. Lists. We'll do some lists.
Mark Smith gives us our final question of the day, who writes, we're getting Corbin versus JBL at WrestleMania. What is one match we'll see by the end of 2023 that you never thought we'd see a month ago?
Trish and Lita versus Io Sky and Dakota Kai for the belts. The belts at WrestleMania.
Oh my god.
They're going to do the trios match at Elimination Chamber, aren't they? Which is good stuff. But I think they're going to lose that. But they could lose that, and it wouldn't matter too much if we get to WrestleMania and Kai and Sky beat the legends and retain the titles. I think that'd be a nice rub, and I would not have predicted it happening prior to last night.
What would you do with the Ronda situation then? Because obviously people seem to be thinking Io.
I would do precisely nothing with her for a while, to be honest. I like Ronda Rousey's work a lot. I've always put it over, even in the early days when people were being really cynical about it. Like, I've always liked Ronda's work. She's not had a good comeback run, IMO. I would keep her off TV now, having seen this emerge, until after Mania, and then maybe do her and Shayna versus Kai and Sky after WrestleMania.
Okay.
So you got two stories,
I
baby.
I like that, yeah.
Better than one.
Oh, yeah, have a return following WrestleMania. Paul Heyman has her mouthpiece.
Boom. She does need a manager.
Yeah.
I think so.
And have Shayna kick ass as well, because Shayna is awesome, and they've really not used her as well as I would hope.
And the thing, like, people are really unfair about Ronda's mic work. Like, she has a speech impediment, I believe, right? Like, so she naturally struggles with a lot of, like, longer promos and stuff. It's just a natural fit to do that.
Yeah.
But, like, that's something people should maybe take into account a little bit more when they're tearing her mic work apart, I think.
I love that as a fantasy match. I'm going to go slightly different. because, and I'm not even going to mention Dom, because Dom's just going to kick it. He's probably going to win all the titles at WrestleMania, if I'm honest. He should. Or they should do another NASCAR race, because they had kicked ass on SmackDown. Anyway, my match that we'll see by the end of this year, that we didn't expect to see soon, we've just had a guy come back who loves to do guitar stuff. I'm talking Rick Boogs!
Thick Rick.
Versus Jeff Jarrett. Because Jeff Jarrett is the best worker in the business, yeah. And he'll just be allowed by all companies to hop between them. New Japan to AEW, AEW to WWE, WWE to the reunited, reformed WCPW. He's the best.
I got another one. Battle of the Subs. Dominic Mysterio, obvious sub, versus Glacier, Sub-Zero. There you go, boom. Yours is a better idea. Jeff Jarrett always wins.
And finally, I was going to pitch this as our background until Andy brought through the greatest wrestler in our generation. Because shout out to Sean X, who sent this to me with the phrase, I think the cow has some competition. Shout out to Laughing Cow again, as always. And the Cadbury's Caramel Bunny, and of course the Jolly Green Giant. But oh my God, did you see the photo Ricky Starks posted?
Yeah, the work of art.
He's an absolute beast! I touched his back once. Oh, it was unbelievable. This hand touched his back.
Hasn't washed
it
since.
Excuse me, Ricky. Oh
brother.
That's what a guy.
I thought the I'm Finally Today was going to be Soraya.
Have you seen this?
So Soraya decided, I've done this before, right? If you mention Flat Earth on Twitter.
I did see this, actually.
Sometimes they come for you. The Flat Earth people, they go, actually, there's an ice wall at the end of the Earth.
What?
Maniacs. But Soraya's verbiage in confronting these people was sensational. What does she call them? What does she call Flat Earthers?
Dumbasses.
Flatties.
Ah!
so I got...
Get her on!
I got tagged by like four or five people going, brother, is that not copyright? But someone like tweeted her some stupid Flat Earth nonsense and she went, okay, I found one. So you flatties say it's a government conspiracy. All right, blah, blah, blah. Later on, someone else tweeted her saying she was looking silly and she went, oh, I look stupid? My bad. Guys, the flatties said it is older than the Marilyn Manson rumour. Ribs, if you don't know. Making myself look a fool. So shout outs to Soraya for co-opting the term. I think we can use it for both.
Yeah, does the flat think the Earth's flat as well?
No, he's
got the best perspective, hasn't he?
The flatty.
You can see the curvature of the Earth.
The actual flatty is very intelligent.
Yeah.
He's got an IQ of 7,000.
All the conspiracy theories on the news today, QAnon, Flat Earth, Jolly Green Giant.
They're all bollocks. You
know, they're all. Well, the Jolly Green Giant one.
Yeah.
What's he packing? That's what I want to know.
Wow, you've got to play Skyrim, mate. He's in there. I'm Randy Savage.
Big old pinner. Anyway, right.
A pinner can't be big,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I just realised as I said that.
There's a beer called Pinner you can buy in Tesco.
Oh, no, thank you.
Yep.
Right.
It's pretty good. I think I gave it 3 stars on Untapped.
Oh.
There you go.
Cheers.
Yeah. You have a beer app, you're a loser like me.
Right, anyway, let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comments section below. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. Let us know your thoughts, Twitter questions, all that good stuff on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. And as Andy mentioned earlier, we'll take our questions tomorrow from the YouTube community page, so keep an eye out for a post on there asking for your Twitter questions. Can't be Twitter questions. It was on YouTube, Adam, you dickhead. Anyway, speaking of Twitter, you can find Andy Murray on there at...
At Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Hoop 13, the land before hoop.
What's going to happen tomorrow? That's the big question.
Hoops everywhere. No one cares.
Anyway, you can follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
It's not flat, you idiots.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.